The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Who's this? Killua has joined the fight, and what's that in one hand? A Rasengan, and the other a Chidori, to blow away our conversation and begin the show. What?
Oh, and I love One Piece, how it's like the animation occasionally just looks a little weird. Like Sanji's neck in this image, in the beginning clip, he is sticking the neck. Like,
Daisy, you tried. I will give you that. You tried.
Hello everyone, welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I am your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself, and with me here trying to destroy the One Piece.
It's me, Muhammad. Just burn it to the ground, and that's it. We don't need another 500 episodes, simple as that. And over to my left is someone who always flips the USB over at least 7 times before it actually plugs in.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it, though, because, you know, you do it once, it's wrong. You do it the other way, it's wrong. That unlocks the code for it to be right the first way again. Come on, it's science. Hi, I'm Daisy.
But you just described 3, not 7. What are the other 4? What are the other 4?
That's only the base level storage. It scales up every time you get a larger USB.
Oh, yeah. See, I've only been running on like rink-a-dink 8 gig USB drives my whole life.
And that's called cybersecurity, folks.
Oh, boy. Hello everyone, welcome to Not a Scratch. This is a show that doesn't make sense and then attempts to. Welcome to the show, welcome back
everybody. That's a Bikram yoga stretch. Right there.
Oh man.
Means you're sweating.
How's it going?
I got one deep, like, you know, belly laugh out of Otterud, and so my day is going okay.
I'm eating some lettuce.
Just straight up lettuce?
Yeah.
Welp, that's fine. Shout out
I don't have no idea what to do with that one.
there was no transition with that. Speaking of people that likely have eaten lettuce in the past, we've forgotten our fourth member of the show, Mansoor, in previous episodes. My reasoning for this is that for a brief period of time, Mansoor did not exist, and now he's returned. So
that would be my fault. I did ask him to go to another dimension to get the special letters for me, so it did take a while.
There you go. See, transition. Perfect. So Mansoor, great favor. Thank you very much. So that's where he was in previous episodes, not existent on this universe. And now that he's back, that is his location, returned. So, thumbs up. Great. Remember the last episode? Remember when we had good transitions? Yeah, those were the days.
The fight between Vegeta and Goku continues. And what's this out of nowhere? Kamo Kamo no pistol? Luffy enters the fight. And in walks Yagami Light. But what's that he's holding? Not the Death Note. It's the sword from Bleach.
we are all across the animeverse with this one.
A sword that I should know the name to, but in this moment I've forgotten.
I just know it as big chunky sword that looks like it weighs more than me. That's all I know it as.
Oh, that's not even the real sword.
Zanpakuto.
That's the name of a soul sword, but that's not his name.
Zangetsu.
That's who it is.
Yagami Light holding Zangetsu comes into the scene.
Yeah, that's what happened last time.
Thumbs up.
If you want a real recap, there's something there.
If you want a real recap, you could listen to the previous episode. I think both for time's sake and the fact that we will go down even more anime references, I think we should just dive on it.
Wow. Even he can't do the recap.
I felt like it deserved that.
Well, welcome to the episode, last everyone. Episode just had a lot of magnetic energy.
That's very true. Splash, we've dived on it. I don't know where the cut is, but it's somewhere up in there. Welcome back, everyone. We're on a boat now with Officer North and various members of the train. So if this sounds like Arc 2, we're just copying Arc 2. Daisy, you find yourself stuck in a jail cell on the boat. Muhammad has to be a lawyer again. I mean, Kyle has to be a lawyer. No.
We break the fourth wall. Muhammad, it's you this time.
Yeah, Muhammad, you're in a jail cell. Daisy, you're the lawyer. Or maybe both of you are in a jail cell and both of you are the lawyers. You know what? I'm the lawyer. We're on a boat. We're traveling to Steamport. Things are going to be calm, cool, and collected unless they aren't. This is going to be a single-day travel, multi-day travel. I forget what I said. Where? How long does it take?
I don't know if you did say.
It is.
We're there already.
It's a two-day travel. There you go.
Last I checked, we had all the legendary items.
Boo.
Yeah, that's actually what we did while you were away at the beginning. We finished the story.
The unrecorded part is what you finished the story.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a surprise because we did lose.
Because unexpected, someone won't let me evolve.
That's actually why we have to record this right now, because we decided that we lost.
Yeah, gotcha. Anyway, this is going to be a two-day journey, give or take a couple of hours. Two full-day journey with you guys and everybody else on that boat, which is a bunch of folks that are named and unnamed, including Rock and Rampage, a random blue Cyndaquil, what are you? I don't even know who you are. Those folks that I didn't know who they were. Yes, and those peoples, and those folks, and those words. We are traveling. Can you tell that I'm moving a bunch of sheets and pages around everywhere? We continue.
The sound of the boat.
It's just me.
You guys didn't know that in this region, boats traveling on water, it actually sounds like paper.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Paper Mario?
I've been meaning to play that.
Another time.
Anyway, well, on the boat we go.
I wasn't going to say anything more.
I'm talking to myself.
Anyway, on a boat, anything you guys want to do in particular as you enter onto the boat? I'm just going to make the smooth sailings for this first 2 hours at least. Then I'm going to roll some dice. But until then.
I don't have anything. I'm just getting on the boat and trying to figure out, I don't know, boat etiquette.
I think Officer North has been telling old war stories, right? If I remember correctly, it's like, yeah, so, I gotta get North's voice in. So he was a great lawyer doing fantastic things, self-representing. The objection he yelled broke down the defendant. It was very remarkable. Just full, all the emotion that a Magnezone can give as they share old war stories. Daisy, now, granted, you haven't really been asking, Kyle, how's your journey been? But, you're getting an insight on Kyle and what Kyle's been up to in the past. And why, perhaps, maybe, why Kyle refuses to share information ever? A little bit?
I don't know about
there's
that
something. There's something involved there. Maybe there's answers. Maybe there isn't. I'll leave that up to you.
You're trying to tell me that Kyle's been traumatized by this police officer?
I think... We could go down an entire wormhole of Kyle's been traumatized by the process and the system, or not. I don't know. That's more of Muhammad to answer than me.
I don't know about that much.
Just really overconfident. They try to put me in jail. They failed. They try to destroy me. They failed. I'm out here king of the world or something like that.
I mean, we did establish that is kind of where Kyle's ego is at, but I don't know if he expresses that like that. That's what I'm talking about.
That reminds me, I did write a specifically clarified bond about Kyle.
Would you like to share it or keep it?
It's a Kyle thinks he can take everyone's weight by himself. I'll make sure he doesn't carry mine.
Let's see. That's cool. That's fine. I don't know who you are. Okay. We continue. Traveling across at the speed of sound. There was some Sonic reference there.
I got places to go. I am going to follow that rainbow.
It is Tuesday, August 16th, by the way. Just as a little time check, it's noon when you leave, so I'm going to say right now it's about 1:30-ish as lunch is being served, and you go down to the cafeteria, lunchroom, whatever you want to call it, and see all the folks that are on this boat. Some people you recognize from the train, some people you don't, some people you wish you didn't recognize, aka Rockin' Rampage, who I think give Daisy like a head nod type thing. Trying to be like, wave, you're on my side, right?
Just be like, hi.
I think they do this and immediately recognize who you're standing next to, of Officer North, and they just see all the color go out of their face. It's like, oh, boys, hi, and just like duck under the table real quick. Officer North, meanwhile, being like, yeah, it was totally wild. And then like the boat rocked, I think. You could see like the beach and everything like that. You could see the boat shake from like the power of the objection. I don't know, which is going
on. Rose is not paying attention.
Kyle, are you paying attention?
Kyle's like half listening. I think Kyle is just, he's kind of just like quietly, you know, reminiscing, but also like, man, I did not think he'd go on this long when I said, yeah, you'll go ahead and tell the story, you know?
And the judge was like, whoa, that was totally wild. It was mind-blowing, crazy, awesome, wonderful, exceptional, ABC, element of P, and then Arceus showed up. What is going on in the tangent this
week? Rose is just like, oh, wow, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go on.
Just like looking around the boat.
No, really? How could he? Unbelievable.
You know that feeling you get when you have plot points that are written down and you can't find them, so you debate whether or not you want to just like skip the boat sequence?
I don't write things down.
You know the feeling you have when you have an idea and then can't implement it?
Oh, yeah, that one? Yeah.
Nope. I've never lost. I've never had an idea I've had it accomplished. Nope, never. Not once.
I thought you were just going to say, I've never had an idea, and I'm like,
I thought you were just going to say, I've never lost.
I've never failed to implement an idea.
I am 0-0, bro. Cruising at that undefined percentage.
Dude, I'm shooting 100%. You can't say I'm not.
No, I can. I think if a player goes 0-0, I think that counts as 0%.
To move us along, though, like, is there anything specific on the boat that like you want to have us do?
That's what I'm trying to find.
Particularly know if like
let's start the episode. Wait, maybe we shouldn't have started the episode yet. Hold on.
Yeah,
Rose doesn't have any particular goals other than like get to where we're going. So I guess maybe at the moment she's just gonna try and like walk away from Kyle and Officer North to get out of this conversation that's really awkward.
I think Officer North has probably calmed down by this point, is going to grab food. I'll leave, unless you two don't want to be sitting next to each other right now, if you're going to walk away, Daisy. Officer North's like, anyway, that's the story. It's wonderful. Great. I'm going to go grab my food. And just, you know, waltz over, grabs a plate. Ooh, magnets. Fascinating.
Realizes we weren't paying attention. Oh, I'll go get my food, I guess.
I don't know if Officer North has noticed. I mean, Corporal North. That's right. You got a promotion. I don't know
if Corporal North is going to be Officer North in my heart.
Anyway, so yes. So North has walked away. I don't know if you guys are... you're in a better mood, I think, than a couple days ago. At least connection-wise. Or at least a more stable point.
That was yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Honestly, it might have still been today.
No, that was this morning.
That was this morning. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Actually, I have no idea. To get back to the story at hand, Rose, I think as you walk away, the way that I picture this is cafeteria is like inside the ship, so you like go downstairs and walk into a room. Do you walk out to the railings? Do you walk out just to walk out? Do you go to the edge of the room?
I mean, I guess I was probably gonna walk to the railings before, like if everyone else is going to the cafeteria, they're fine.
Okay, so you're not even going to eat right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I don't know. Roll a smart roll, I guess. This would technically be history. Just to see if you recognize who this is.
Is it somebody I should recognize? Because
I don't know if it's someone Rose should recognize, right?
This is more for just do you remember they were on the boat? Or not on the boat, sorry, on the train.
Oh, okay, like briefly recognize on the train. Because I didn't see them in the dream, that was only Kyle. Is it smart?
That's a smart roll.
That's a 9 plus 1, 10.
Good enough.
Yeah, I think with I think with that, you probably like, hey, you're one of the train folks, I think is one of the first thing that pops into your mind.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Lucario, right?
This is the Lucario, yeah.
Okay. I probably, when I walk over and if we do that awkward acknowledgement glance, like, oh, there's somebody standing next to me now, I just go, oh, hi, I was on the train too.
And I think, oh gosh, I need a voice. Hey, hello. I was on the train too. Oh wait, you know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just said that too.
Yeah, that's conversation.
Cool scenery, huh? Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The are you much of a, do you like boats?
So you like boats? I've never been on a boat before, actually. It's my first time, so we'll see. Hopefully nothing wild happens, you know.
that would be not good. Yeah. Boats, yeah. Boats are cool. They float.
They do. I do know that. I do know that.
Yeah, it's cool. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I should have introduced myself. I'm so sorry about that. Hi. I'm Lucille. Lucille. It's not quite Lucille. It's the whatever the gen the Sinnoh Psychic Elite Four member version. It's that guy, basically. You know what I'm talking about? The fourth Elite Four guy.
Lucian
has a book. Lucian? Is that it? Is it Lucille? Or Lucian? Oh gosh.
It's Lucian.
Is that Lucian?
A psychic in Gen 4?
What are the
Elite Four? The final Elite Four member. Is it Lucian? Hold up.
No, it is Lucian. Lucian, Lucian.
Okay, this is Lucille, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you pronounce it. There's no N in this. Anyway, hi, I'm Lucille. Great, I'm as nervous as he is right now.
Nice to meet you. I'm Rose.
How do we describe this? Rose, roll for me something. What am I rolling? A beauty roll. I guess this is a general wisdom type thing. I forget what I.
But not do you remember specifically the, insight.
This isn't the insight thing, right?
Well, hold up. Do you remember? Do you remember the vibe check roll type that I gave you? I want you to roll that. I forget if that was a smart roll or a beauty roll.
Whatever it was last time, it was an insight thing. Basically, you basically just said roll insight.
Gotcha. In that case, you're rolling insight. It's a wisdom roll here. So beauty.
Vibe check of a person, I feel like, defaults to insight. Vibe check of a situation defaults to something smart.
Okay. In that case, this is a beauty roll.
That's 10 plus 2, so 12.
Your vibe check meter immediately goes off. I think this is a standard thing that you probably know happens.
Wow, I'm really sensing some vibes from you.
The weird thing, though, as you shake their hands, usually when you do a vibe check, I don't know if you have a better name for this. I've just been calling it a vibe check. Do you have a better name for it? Honestly,
I will probably I'll think of something because I think this is a thing that my neurodivergent brain does when I meet people anyway.
however you want to describe this, I'll go with vibe check unless we can think of a proper.
Yeah.
Name for this ability, I guess I'm going to call it. Usually when you vibe check someone, it's very casual and you kind of just like, I guess the best way to describe it is like you feel like a wave wash over them. Like it's like you throw a wave on them and then you get some sort of response, a la like echolocation almost, of like good guy, bad guy, neutral guy. Pretty much comes off of that. Usually it's unnoticeable. It's just kind of like a boing boing, oh, this is a cool person, let's continue the conversation, or boing boing, this is a bad thing, I'm gonna try to walk away ASAP. It's sort of what you get when you sort of activate this on this one. Instead of washing over them, you feel it kind of like absorb into them and then bounce back, and you see their eyebrows raise a little bit as if they noticed it, which is not a thing that normally happens.
So
you get good vibes though.
So this is literally a thing that I am like physically doing.
I think it is.
I mean, yeah, I think Edward's implying it's kind of more of like an aura thing, like an aura check.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's
I don't want to spell it out for you, but yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
I don't just want to spell it out. I'll spell it out. I don't care.
I think at least in Rose's mind, it's not something that they have like noticed in that sense. It's probably just because like I said, when I meet people, it can be pretty like right up front. Like, oh, this is a person who's probably gonna like not vibe with my brain very well.
Right.
So I think it's the way I present. That's probably what Rose feels it as, but maybe when is beginning to understand that maybe it's also something else when there's this like, oh, did you just do that?
Yeah, I think it's the way that I picture it is involved. So I think everybody has something like this to a certain extent. Yours feels more structured. I don't know if that's the right word for it. I'm not sure how quite to describe this, but it is almost like an ability and like an involuntary. It's like breathing for everybody else. It's just one of those things you do, and I think recently become to think, oh, maybe this is a little bit more powerful than I give it credit for. And you do this, and the thing that's very different, unlike any other experience you've had, is that usually this happens without the other person's insight or knowledge. It's kind of just a thing you do just to confirm to yourself that it's okay. This time, however, you do it, and the person you are conversing or vibing off of notices it, and you can see the eyebrow raise slightly, but no, they don't make any remark about it.
And like, what do I get?
Oh, you get good vibes. This is a cool good person.
I almost wonder if I like don't fully notice that they notice even too, because I'm like just like, oh, okay.
I'll leave that up to you. Do you think Rose would notice?
Probably not.
Okay. Cool. In that case, ding ding, good vibes. But
I'm just like, oh, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Rose. Do you wanna Pokepuff?
Sure. I'm down for a Pokebuff. Confusion over their face. Clearly, they have never had a Pokebuff. How blasphemous that is!
Oh my gosh, you
have missed out on the joys of the world.
And I just like Pokemon that's never had a Pokebuff.
I dig around in my bag and I pull out some Pokebuff, and I don't know. It's cool. It's got icing on it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, what Pokemon? What Pokemon would I have decorated it as? I don't know. Maybe I was gonna say a Lucario, but then that would be a little odd.
That would fit this conversation right now, as both of you are.
You know.
Well, I've described this Lucario as very like socially inexperienced. I think is the best way to describe it.
Maybe it's a Riolu, actually.
I think that's perfect. I think takes us. Oh, looks pretty cool.
And I look at it and go, I have another one if you want.
This isn't made out of Riolus, right?
No. It's just a baked treat.
That'd be kind of weird. Like small bite into it, eyes light up. Wait, actually no. I'm gonna roll to see if this is a good Pokemon or not.
Uh oh.
That's a 16 plus whatever you want to add to it.
I pull out just this mangled smashed Riolu.
16 plus 20. Bites into it. Eyes light up. Oh, wow, this is really good. Quickly eats it. Wow, that's really good. So do you cook, bake, do this?
Yeah, I do. I usually think I would try to decorate them like the Pokemon that I think would like them, but... I never really thought that might look kind of I may have to rethink my designs now.
Oh no, that's probably just me. But these are really good. Wow, have you been a baker for long?
About all my life, I guess.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool.
At least over a decade.
Fascinating. Cool.
What is time, you know?
Yeah. In this universe, time doesn't exist.
I think under my breath, I'd be like, don't let Dialga hear you say that.
Cool. Clearly having no idea where the conversation goes from here.
Yeah. So Where are you going? What brings you on the boat?
Oh, I'm a teacher. I'm bringing one of my students, and going on an adventure with them as I teach them, skills.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I'm actually also a traveling tutor.
Really?
Cool. I think I don't know where he went. I haven't been doing this very long. We're having a little bit of trouble, you know. How do you think you might have some advice on how to talk to young kids?
Oh, young kids? my student is maybe a year or two younger than me. It's not not the same type of teacher thing. But I can't speak for young kids necessarily, but listening always helps. Are they a good kid?
It's just it's hard.
that's an understatement.
You know, doesn't really understand why we need to learn some of the things that we are teaching. But
don't I know it? It's sometimes I don't know how best to describe. Sometimes experiences matter, and with the skills that I teach, it's hard to use theory. A lot of it is very practically based. So I think, I don't know what you know, if you're teaching math or history or something more like battle techniques, but I think sometimes...
I laugh at battle techniques and like put my hand behind my head like, no.
If you think they're a good person, then they're doing the right thing. Assume they're doing the right thing. That's what I tend to go with. Now, sometimes this can steer us very, very wrong, but if they're a good student and you trust them and it's working well, then I tend to, they tend to share anyway and listen anyway.
Well, thank you for the advice. Maybe I'll see you in wherever we end up. And yeah, I just this, like, go this... back to looking across the horizon.
Yeah, we're heading to Steamport that way. Oh, wait, no, I mean, it just, like, points in the complete wrong direction of, like, where you guys just left an hour ago. That way. I mean, no, that way. We're heading a little bit south of Steamport, but I don't know which way you're going, but it'll be fun. I'm going to go eat. It's been a while, and you see he looks at his hands a little bit. It's been a while since it's like he's stretching his fingers almost. It's been a while since I've eaten, and I can sort of feel it, you know. So I'm gonna go eat. Hope to see you around.
Yeah, I think I just let out a sigh and be like, we go wherever the education takes us.
Yep.
Like wistfully looking across the horizon.
Yep. Don't I know it? Anyway, bye. And just waltzes off. Roll perception, I guess. Is this a beauty roll as well?
Yes.
It's like I've forgotten all this stuff. Roll perception, a beauty roll.
Okay. Well, I gotta get my dice again.
Oops. Well, that coughs in.
Another 10 plus 2, 12.
You can hear, like, as Lucario walks away, you can hear just like a muttered breath, loud enough that you can hear it, though I don't think Lucario recognizes it. I'm just like, did I just make a friend? And then walk away. Completely confused, like, that's how you do it? Okay, sure. Yay. Bounces off. Are you going to go down for lunch? Are you going to sit?
I think I'm just chilling. Leaves?
All right. Yeah, you got Pokepuffs for days.
Pondering.
We haven't quite described it, but there's a small part of me that's like, what if you could just magically generate Pokepuffs from your apron? You just like stick your hand in, pull out a Pokepuff no matter what.
I imagine that it was an infinite pocket of Pokepuff.
I don't know if it's infinite, but I at least have a supply. Like, at least, because I remember I ran out of the rock flavored Pokepuff.
So that's true, that's
the
true.
Last ones to Rock and Rampage. So at some point, I'll have to bake some more.
What is it? It's Bag of Infinite Holding or something?
A
Bag of holding. Infinite Holding.
Yeah. There's actually just a tiny little oven in there.
You just like you just stick your, like, if you look inside long enough, you can see like the oven down there, and you just like throw a bunch of ingredients and toss it in there. Shake your apron up, and somehow that works.
I guess if we're going by X and Y standards, there's like a Game Boy Color in there that I play little games on, little Pokemon, and it just prints out Pokeballs.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Hello, this is Muhammad, and I want to take a second here to thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I just want to remind you to make sure that you're following or subscribed to the show on whatever platform you're listening to us on now, so you get notified when new episodes drop. If you enjoy our tomfoolery and want to show us some love, share us with a sibling, acquaintance, or that one person you always run into by the elevator but have never actually said hi to. You can also leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice to show us support and give us feedback on what you want to see from the show. If you want to engage with us more directly, join our little community of Pokemon and DTRPG enthusiasts in the Not a Scratch Discord server. You can also visit our website at notascratchcast.com for an episode catalog, merch store, art gallery, and more. Many thanks to Glitchex City for her songs Kirby's Dream Land, Mipha, Lo-Fi Remix featuring Corescape, and Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Hidden Highland Remix, and Tabletop Audio for their soundscapes, RMS Titanic, and Lively Cafe. And as always, shout out to our wonderful patrons, Ginny, Ursa93, Eli, Pure Glaceon, Damon Liger, Simon Pelo Joaquin, Fennec, Evelyn C, Journeyman Negative, Robert O, Arming Sword and Buckler, and Blue Arrowwear. These folks' generosity supports our more ambitious projects, while also giving them access to bonus content. If you're interested in monetarily supporting our shenanigans, and are in a place to do so financially, consider becoming a Not a Scratch patron. For more information on everything mentioned here, check out the links in the episode description. Feel free to reach out to us through Discord, our socials, or email with any questions, comments, or concerns about the show, or if you'd like to promote your content here on Not a Scratch. Enjoy the rest of the episode!
Meanwhile, at in the lunch counter, Kyle, Officer North has gone to eat food. I think you're finally relaxing, like, oh, no one's talking to me. That's back to quote unquote normal. You know, Rose is up still on the deck, probably just taking a view. What are you planning on doing? I'm assuming you're eating. Are you planning on looking at who else is there? What are you planning on your plans? What's
I think Kyle, Kyle followed Officer North down into the cafeteria, so gotta just hanging out with him for a bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, if Kyle sits down, if they sit down at a table with, like, some other folks Kyle recognizes, like, I'll, like, you know, engage in conversation. But apart from that, Kyle has his game plan, and Kyle and Officer North sorted it out. He's dealing with the Rocket Rampage folks, and Kyle and Rose are free to continue doing recruit stuff. So, just enjoying the boat ride.
Cool. I think this happens. I think you just have a nice, calm, cool, and collected lunch. I just rolled. I'm not going to have anything happen here. Officer North comes and shares like small stories and the other things like that of his journey. Their journey. And I think, unless you guys have anything you really want to do on this boat, either meet some folks or make up some things, whatever you want to do, otherwise I'm going to flash to the night.
I mean, I made a friend, that's all.
Kyle has friends on this boat. I don't know if we need to spend an episode catching up with all of them, but
I'm sure Kyle has friends.
Indian, just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Long time no see, right? Passes by the Cyndaquil, like, hey, didn't know you'd be heading out this way too. Cool.
Okay. I think
there's some other people, but you know, I don't know if Kyle's on quite friendly basis with them. But hey, they're here.
Okay, I think
Kyle sees them.
Okay, I think Eli just kind of gives you like a wave and nod and like a, you know, brief like, hey, that's cool, daps you up or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, just like little greetings in passing, like nothing crazy.
Indy, I think you have like a brief conversation with Indy. Indy informs you that he's traveling to the mansion.
Oh, okay. I think Kyle kind of mentions like, okay, yeah, just go with Officer North. Tell him I sent you. You know, gotta go.
Mm-hmm. I think Indy's like, oh, the Officer North is going? That's cool. I remember. Was he on the boat as well? Both of them were on the boat. Right?
Indy was introduced on the boat. Was Indy introduced on the boat?
Indy was introduced on the boat because that's how you got his connection, and then eventually found the use that connection to go find the egg. So.
Oh, I thought I met Indy on Briny Breeze Island, not on the boat. Okay, yeah.
Indy. I don't know if you talked to him on the boat, but Indy was on the boat. Yeah, he's on okay. My chart here.
Okay, so yeah. I was like, oh yeah, like the officer, you know, from the last boat, he's on this boat too. He's ended up there. Like, you know, go with him, right?
That's wild. What's up with them in boats? Anyway, I think that happens. You get that notification. This mansion's having a lot of action around it. And I think, unless you guys have anything else, we'll flash the night. So.
No, I'm good.
I'm preparing my D20s.
Do we have like a specific cabin like we did on?
I think yeah. I think you two probably share a cabin, unless I don't think North would share a cabin with you.
Nah. Magazone are big chunky boys. They get their own.
That's true. You need a large bed.
I would probably already be in the room then when Kyle gets there.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are going to hang out during the day, but I think we'll flash. You know, the rest of the day happens. Dinner, night, pop back in. Rose, you're in the room, I presume.
Yeah.
Kyle, you walk in. Rose is in the room. Any conversation things? Just cordial meet and greet.
The guy walks in and just like, you know, gives a nod. Kyle's not going to initiate conversation.
Kyle doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, Rose just like waves back. Hey.
That's great. and I think with
we
that,
have found two characters that do not want to talk to each other.
cool. And I think with that, you guys are preparing for bed. I think a little bit later, when all of a sudden you can feel it—the ringing sound. Someone is calling you in your head, which is not how this normally works.
Me or both of us?
Both of you.
Someone is. Yeah, I don't think Kyle's had someone dial him, but yet.
They're calling collect.
You can feel the ring in your head. Which usually Adam's the only one that can really. Adam's usually like either calling you to tell you stuff or like connecting dots. So
yeah,
somebody
yeah,
recruit wise is calling you.
I think
probably sit up because I haven't felt this before, and I like look at Kyle like, is that? Do you?
Well, you've talked to Adam, so I think you can sort of feel like, oh, okay, this must be what the other side feels like, because you call Adam and can sort of hear the ringing.
I guess.
I don't know. This is probably also a new thing that she's like, huh?
Kyle's just like laying down on his bed and just mentally picks up the phone.
I don't know how to pick up the phone, but I guess it happens.
I think the way that I've usually talked, it's just literally like, okay, start talking. You just kind of like think, you know, think to pick up the phone. I don't know how to best describe this.
Pay attention to the ringing and you connect to the call. Like,
yeah, I think
out loud, I just say hello.
You hear, who is it that I had designated for this? Oh, hello, how are you guys doing? Hope you're doing well. This is Mrs. Quagmire, the Quagsire. Hope you're doing good. All is good. Kyle, I don't think you've heard Mrs. Quagmire speak in like a month or something.
Yeah, no. Unless like, apart from like the occasional like, yes, at a meeting, like, yeah.
Right.
And I haven't heard her speak in 28 years.
I hope all is good. Calm, cool, coordinated. Kyle, you on the line? Rose, you on the line? I presume neither of you were talking. Hello.
Hi,
Kyle. Is like, hi, Teach. I'm Miss Quagmire.
Great, good. So I got Pearl on the line as well. Of course, Adam's on the line. That's half the group. The others are a little preoccupied right now. I got good news and bad. Well, I got good news and question mark news.
What does question mark news mean?
So. Good news. I think this is perfect. I think this is great. We found the rock horn.
Kyle at this point like sits up because Kyle cannot believe that someone else in this organization has finally made themselves useful. Kyle's like, what?
Rose doesn't is not phased because she's like, oh, okay. That's what people in this organization do. They go find stuff.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think you realize that like Kyle's done everything.
Yeah, so we found sounds the rock horn. Pearl and I, little investigation, a little bit here and there. You know how it works. A little bit of that teacher and Pearl, how do you describe yourself? Oh, me? I think I would say eccentric. Yep, a little teacher eccentric combination there. You know how it works. Anyway, we found the rock horn. We know where it is. Which leads us into the question mark news. Are either of you guys on the East Coast?
What?
We're about together. To get there.
Daisy, were you saying something?
I was just saying we're together.
we're together. We're together. Great. Perfect. We can meet up. And I think it should be any... Gosh, how does it work? Any moment now. And I think you guys have a window in your room. You see a window, and you see a Pelipper at the window trying to knock, like, hey, hello.
I open the window. Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Let's see. What was it? Here you go.
Spits the rock horn onto the floor.
No.
Yeah, you should be delivering this. You might have to pay him for postage. No.
The Pelipper, I think, kind of goes through. Let's see. Names, please.
Rose?
Full names, please.
So you admit other people in this universe have full names.
I'm admitting you have real names. Now, what's your name?
Rose Waters.
Okay, the other one?
Kyle Longgrass.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Both of these are for you.
And then hands each of you an envelope.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for using Pelipper's mail service. And you see Pelipper, like, who's, like, standing on the window, kind of just falls back Spider-Man style and just whoop, and then disappears off the edge of the boat.
I look out the door and go, oh, wait, I forgot to ask if you wanted some baked goods.
Kyle hasn't even opened the envelope. He's just reconnected to the call and is like, I think your message has arrived.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's great. That's an invitation, I think, is the best way to describe it. Go ahead and open it.
I go back in the room and close the window and open the letter.
I need one of these. Where are you?
One of what?
I need...
You want to get some mail?
You've got mail.
So, it is an invitation. That is... Where is the... This is not what I want.
Does Otterwood have props? Are we about to get a picture in our group chat?
Unfortunately, it is not a picture in the group chat.
It's a letter.
In my mailbox, right now!
We have jury duty.
That's how we change it. I should have planned this a little bit earlier. So real it is, time, as I mentioned, patron. It is an invitation. You have been cordially invited to visit and examine the Blank Mansion. This is the mansion that everybody's been talking about.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone really wants us to go to a mansion.
You've been cordially invited to the Blank Mansion. I need names. Just any names. It doesn't matter. Just throw names at me.
Oh, I closed my name generator. Dang it. Let me reopen it for you.
Are you looking for, like, what style of name are we looking for?
Regular names. I don't know. Nothing special right now. I have the Pokemon. I just need the names.
Bartholomew.
Perfect. That's one.
Fergus.
One moment. I need a Bartholomew. Fergus.
Asil. A-S-I-L.
A-S-I-L. Does it specify... Does it specify if it's a male or female name?
It's just a name.
Just a name? Alright, doesn't matter. Jebediah. How do you spell Jebediah?
Jebediah.
Jebediah. Okay, that's not right. Perfect, thank you.
Do you need more names?
Nope, I'm good.
You said you already had the Pokemon, right?
I do. It is a...
I had a banger name lined up next. But we'll never hear it.
Oh, you can say it now. I won't pick the Pokemon.
Nah. Yeah, this was staying in the locker.
It's
gonna be in the break glass in case of emergency.
Is it Mosshold?
No, it was Bob.
No, the sorry. The
oh, Pokemon. Mousehold. Mousehold.
Is it Mousehold? Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mousehold.
Like a household.
It's a household of mouse.
Mousehold. Okay.
Well, you have ten to mouse, which is a pair of mice, and then at some point they just make a mousehold.
Then they find children.
Perfect. It is from the Mousehold family. Both of you guys roll smart history for me.
Okay.
I got a 9 plus 1.
I finally rolled higher than 12. I got 17 plus 1, 18.
Gotcha. This would be a Eastern country thing, which is why Rose would know this more than Kyle. Kyle, you know of this family as a very rich family. That's basically, that's as far as you got. You know they are in the books and the news as somebody that's rich. Rose, you know them, I think, from various history things. They're extremely philanthropic. They are successfully failing, I guess is the best way to describe it. They are trying to get rid of their money to put towards various different causes, and somehow they still have more money. And at this point, they have just shrugged and decided, you know what, we're just going to try to fix as many problems as we can and cross our fingers that we do so. Anyway, so the it's Mousehold, then, to get back on somewhat of a track. It's Mousehold, is to pronounce it?
Yeah, Mousehold.
The Mousehold family has Mousehold cordially household. Invited you. Gotcha. They've cordially invited you over to visit. Kyle, roll a history check with advantage.
8 I rolled a 8 and I rolled a 9. But plus 1 is 10, so like I'll take it. But
invitation sounds very familiar to you, I would say, in the last 24 hours and or like 4 episodes.
Hmm?
The word invitation sounds very familiar to you.
Oh, and did the Rock Boys get an invitation?
No.
They didn't. Invitation sounds very familiar, and...
Like the word invitation or the invitation itself?
The word invitation sounds very familiar to you. That's all I would say on that.
I'm trying to think of what experience in this arc Kyle has had an invitation. Because that was... The one thing I'm thinking of was more than... Was it more than 24 hours ago?
It'd be probably more than 24 hours ago, actually. But this arc...
Sometime in the past, hold on. No, I gotta do my mental maths. It was about 48 to 50 hours ago, if I'm thinking of the
right
thing.
Sounds about
right. Yeah. Okay. I'm picking up what you're sliding across the table.
Perfect. This is the case. Anyway, you're still on call, by the way.
Yeah. So this is where it is. It's in the Blank Mansion. Which is why I was wondering if you guys were already on the East Coast, we could meet up, grab the rock coin, call it a weekend. It's not even the weekend. What is it, Tuesday? I don't know what day it is. It's literally Tuesday. You know how it'd be.
It's in the mansion?
It's in the mansion. I don't have much more details on that currently, but it's in the mansion. Whatever we need to do, there's probably some riddle involved, some sort of mystery. Kyle, you could probably speak to this better than I can, but... There's probably some sort of task that has to be done to obtain the rock horn, but once we do, the rock horn is there. So.
Kyle, I think, is going to interject here and say, would you be able to meet us in Slateport? When does the boat arrive? Tomorrow?
Day after tomorrow.
Would you be able to...
It's not Slateport, is it?
Or not Slateport. Slateport. Duh. Steamport, right? Steamport.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't change it. Yeah. Let's go home.
We're going all the way across the ocean.
Yeah, no problem. We're in Petalburg right now, so that'd be like, I took a quick journey.
Yeah. Would you be able to meet us in Steamport day after tomorrow, and we can coordinate, because there may or may not be more people crashing the party that we know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, sure. I'm in, and you guys, I need you to help me out here. Give me any city name you can think of that sort of implies either a fire, water, or some sort of combination you think.
Steamport. Fire plus water. Steam. Done. She's already there.
No. We need a different name. I need to build up this map. There are too many cities that have no name.
Ventus is already a region.
Fire and or water?
Fire and or water. That just depends on which side of the border they're on.
I
mean, it could be geyser.
What was that?
Something with a geyser.
Something with a geyser. We just call it geyser?
No. There's got to be something that's similar to a geyser, but not exactly a geyser. Something springs. Something springs about, like, something like hot springs, maybe. Something springs.
Geyser springs?
Geyser Springs sounds terrifying, I'm not gonna lie.
Spring Metal geysers.
Hot Springs, except it's just geysers instead. Anything? Do we have a name?
Geyser Springs.
A boiling natural spring which throws forth at frequent intervals jets of water, mud, etc. driven up by the expansive power of steam. Steam springs. Steamboat springs.
Do we go steam springs? I'm down.
Steam.
None of these names have to be good. Steam springs. Perfect.
Yeah, no problem. We're in steam springs. That's like, you know, a day's journey. Not even a day's journey. So, we can meet you up there. No problem. Yeah, totally.
Bar she blows. The what, why, and where of geysers.
Are you going down a Wikipedia or like internet rabbit hole of the hot springs or stuff?
that's later.
Yeah, no problem. No, listen, first off, we're going to look real quick. We'll be there really quickly. So what we're going to do, we're going to real quick find the One Piece. And then after that, we'll go grab over, hop over to the Black Mansion. You know how it is.
We hear Pearl in the background just like reading off geyser information.
Oh, wait, this episode
about every hour is going to be 40 minutes or an hour 40 minutes. There is no in between.
So you just hear out of nowhere.
It takes a rare combination of underground cavities and hot springs powered by geothermal energy to create these stunning natural fountains.
You just hear a background noise of like Pearl being like, did you know the tallest geyser is like over 100 feet tall? It's totally cool. Whoa, look at that one. And then you just hear Pearl like, what? You just feel Pearl walk away. It's like, Pearl, don't go near the geyser, but it's cool.
But they require constant replenishment of both heat and water.
It's amazing. Anyway,
so we'll be there. No, not Pearl's talking. We'll be there, lickety-split. And we can,
oh gosh, I forgot. What do I normally do? I normally, when I'm speaking like Pearl, I'm like bouncing around in my chair. So
yeah, no problem. We'll get there and by tomorrow we'll wait for you guys and then we can head over to the Blank Mansion together. This will be fun. We get to finally hang out. Kyle, hopefully no possession people, you know, that would be like last time. That wouldn't be great.
Rose like glances at Kyle suspiciously.
Kyle just kind of sighs. He goes, "Hey, you know, I don't know if I can make any promises, but we'll fill you guys in when we get there."
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Great.
Just we could feel the essence of like question mark coming from Daisy, or like eyebrow raised. I think you just feel that.
Rose just says, "Yeah, we'll tell you everything."
Okay. All right, I'll talk to you both day after tomorrow. Okay, cool, thanks. Pearl, we need to go. Don't go in the geyser, but I want to see the hot water. Plus, Pearl, this will be really quick travel. That's not going to be quick travel.
Kyle's just shaking his head as he mentally hangs up the phone.
Click.
If Rose is staying online, Rose is staying online. Kyle's like, "All right, hey, we're done. It's bedtime."
I think Rose is trying to figure out how to like hang up and just hears Pearl like, "I got a hang glider."
You can pick up a geyser, right? No, you cannot pick up a geyser.
Click.
Yeah, you just hear Pearl's like, "But this is really cool." And then like a click, like the line got disconnected on their end.
Don't get your phone wet.
Yeah, basically. So that happens. Rose, I think you're good. Adam didn't speak. I think Adam was just playing connection there.
Adam was operator. He connected the lines and he said, "All right, my work here is done."
Yeah, basically. Rose, I assume you've finally figured out how to hang up at this point.
Oh yeah. Just it's static. Or it's just me and Adam. I just hear Adam breathing.
No, I'm using my GM power. We're not doing that. Okay. Rose hangs up because they figure it out, and then we proceed back to the real world here. Anything you guys want to discuss before going to bed?
You mean you don't want Adam liminal phone space ASMR?
No, this is not the place for that. And if I have my way, there will not be a space for that. Is there anything you guys would like to discuss? Any questions that Rose has for Kyle? Any answers that Kyle wants to freely give Rose? Anything?
Rose is just thinking about geysers now, hoping Pearl's okay.
Oh my god.
And that's where we'll end this episode. Thanks everyone for listening. I'm going to hang up this call extremely quickly if we get this done on time. I've been your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself.
I've been Muhammad, play Kyle.
And I've been Daisy, playing Rose, who's now thinking of the best Pokepuff for an Ampharos.
And until next time, he's quitting. Take care.